Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Business and Infusion Virtual Summit. It officially starts right now. I'm so honored that you have chosen to put your trust in us this week. If you're watching, put it in the comments. These 3 days are going to be transformational for every person here. It may be even life-changing for you. So if put it in the comments, if you're watching live, if you're watching the replay later, put hashtag replay. You can also listen to it at Clubhouse, and we'll make it available on Fireside. So, you know, even if you're on the go, you still are going to be able to listen to all the amazing value that all the speakers are going to be putting up for you in these 3 days. Every day, 9 o'clock until almost 7 o'clock at night, every day. And we're going to have a Q&A during the day where you can ask all your questions. We're going to have breakout prices and just surprises. While I wait for the first speakers to come in, if anybody have any comment, I'm happy to reply. But today it's going to be exciting. We have Carol coming in, and she's going to be talking about the psychology or interior color. We have Vanessa Matas. She's going to talk about, you know, being yourself. And Amy Lemmer, she's going to be coming live as well to talk about the sales code. So, and then we have Rob Garcia. We have Keith McKeever, Tomessa Lydon, Pamela Black, Sherry Leopold, Leslie Klein, and Nefertiti San Miguel. So it's going to be action-packed. So I can't wait for you to tell me all about it at the end of the day, which was the one that made it, that gave you that nugget that you needed today. And let's get started. And, you know, and see what happens. And while we play that, I want to play something for you. I was talking.
I was not tuned in.
Can you hear me talk right now? I just want to do a test check. Okay. So.
Can you hear me talk right now? Yes, the audio is there.
Okay.
There's a delay.
All right. So while we get that out of the question. We also are broadcasting. We're also broadcasting to LinkedIn and LinkedIn and YouTube and Clubhouse right now. So you choose your channel where you're going to listen. Right now we have Carola with us. So let's bring her into the screen. Hi.
Good morning.
Glad that you join us. Well, what can I tell you about her? She is amazing. I had the pleasure to interview her before on my podcast before. And it's fascinating, her topic, because she talks about color and the importance of colors in our life. how it can make our life improve our mood in so many different ways that we don't even take notice. Where are you coming from? Can you tell us where are you broadcasting and, you know, and talks about the psychology or interior color?
Hey, so yes, I'm calling in from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, yeah, I was interested in color throughout my life. Can you hear me?
Nefertiti.
Nuka, can you hear me? Yeah. Nuka, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It shows me of mine.
Okay, excellent. I just saw the note. So yeah, the psychology of color. That's my field and my calling. Because we're constantly surrounded by color every day. Light is color. Color is light, and since we're 80% sight-driven, we receive light constantly. The moment we wake up, the moment or until we go to bed. So we are under constant influence of light and colors. And these lights, these different tones of lights, influence our behavior, our mood. And sometimes they can work against us. So my calling is to help whoever needs it, who's in trouble emotionally or mentally, to use color as a tool to strengthen your emotions, your strengths, your behavior, your communication, your work. So that can be used in many, many different fields. I'm not sure if Nyoga wants to say something. So think of a moment, or think of the moment when you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, and the first light that hits you sets the tone of the day. Sunrise has a pink tone, which is very, very healthy, especially the light before the sun is actually up. So that's the most healthy light that we can receive. And then it changes throughout the day. And the first tones that we receive are actually pink tones. So pink tones have a very soothing, comforting tone. Sometimes though, pink is regarded as weak or too feminine, but in fact, pink has a huge component, even for the male, to soothe the soul, to soothe the heart. And so pink is a very, very healthy, very welcoming color. And when we go throughout the day, we see colors used by shops, by brands, and these colors are specific colors. These colors are used to dictate your shopping behavior. I mean, we all know of certain brands that use specific loud colors, and then there's a recognition behind the color. Again, we are 80% sight-driven, so our memory, our mind, takes in most of these colors and programs them in the brain, in your memory, and in your subconscious. And so we recognize colors, and hence a message is created or brought to us, and we react to it. And so color comes into our brain, and then a reaction is created, and hence a behavior is created, basically. And so if we get the right light, the right color, we can dictate a certain behavior. And I say right because we all have different personalities, but I'll get to that in a minute. Because we all are different, but yet there are some colors that are very strong and equal in each personality. The reactions are very equal in all their personalities. So you can use color to dictate shopping behavior. You can use color to dictate a thinking, a mood, a feeling, a reaction. You can see that in films. Colors or lighting is being used to set different moods and emotions. So you have the horror movie. It's all gray, dark and gloom, mostly blues and grays, even reds, very strong. The contrast is very strong, and then the black. And then you have the playful children films, very light, very bright, often soothing too. So an emotion is being evoked from these colors. And then you can use these colors or these tones also in your workspace or in the medical field. So color has a long history of as a supplement, as a medical tool, as a healing tool. For example, perfect timing right now, purple is being used to heal and strengthen the lungs. This could come in handy these days, but ancient China and ancient Egypt has already been using color as a means to heal your physical and also your emotional health. So then there's blue that soothes the pain, soothes the illness, that treats the pain. You can have yellow. Yellow is a very strong color. Yellow triggers your nervous system. So depending on the tone of yellow, you can either create a very strong adverse reaction, like really nervous tension, and it really gets on your nerves, or you can have a joyful yellow. This will be going more into the red tones. And then you have, which then goes into the red, which then stimulates your heartbeat, your blood circle. So your heart starts pumping more, and you get more oxygen in, and you become energized. So when you take the yellow and the red, there's a fine tone where you can create this happiness, which is orange. Orange really is a wonderful color, because orange connects straight to your inner child. So this is joy. It's warm. It's stimulates social interaction. So conversation, enthusiasm, lots of energy, good energy. You can't really go wrong with yellow. If you want to bring more vibe into a certain atmosphere, into a certain room, or you want to use it for a certain goal, like behavior. Sometimes families need a little adjustment if the energy is down, and if the moods are more on the tense side, you can use colors to influence family behavior, the interaction. Maybe a child is anxious and needs comforting, so then that's where you can bring in colors to I don't want to say medicine, but you can use color to really support a child in its upbringing, in the mindset, in the emotions. So I've worked with a child that would not sleep, and was always anxious and was clinging on to the mother, and this child was 9 years old, and couldn't sleep, was always anxious, was afraid even to go to bed. And so we looked at the room, the colors that were in the room that the child woke up to every morning, and or went to bed with, if it doesn't want to sleep, then the mind is working and the voices are still talking. So then we needed a color to soothe the mind, to soothe the voices in the head. I mean, there's lots happening for a child during the day. So the brain needs a break to work on all the information it had received during the day. So in order to calm these voices, we use blues around his bed. So he would take in blues, and then it would calm the mind, calm the voices. And then in the morning, in order for him to wake up on a happy note, on a secure note, we added paintings just as an accent. It doesn't have to be the entire wall, but as an accent, we used pinks, orange. There were huge paintings that he even did himself a couple of years prior to that. But we used these in order for him to receive that pink light. We also got rid of very strong colors that first was thought to be fun and engaging, but it was in contrast. There was one wall that had very, very many strong colors, but they were in complete contrast to the rest of the room, which was white. So there was like real harsh information or a stimulation through these colors. So we soothed the entire room and used the colors that he needed specifically for his weak points, so to speak. And then, strengthened the sense of security. Pink is a great color. Coming back to pink, pink is fantastic if you know someone, or it's used for depression, for anxiety. It's calming, it's non-threatening, it's nurturing, empathetic. It's a tranquilizer. And I say tranquilizer because some of you might know the University of Iowa has a pink cell in the locker rooms, on the football field. And that is for a reason. They decided to use pink in order to calm down the heartbeat of the opposing team so much that they were bound to lose. And that's exactly what happened. So it's really cheeky. They not only made the locker rooms pink, they even had pink bathrooms. Everything was pink. So that had a huge effect on the team. And the team, I mean, they can't do much. That's the room they get. And they have to deal with it. But it does have a huge effect. And pinks are also used in, thankfully, more now, in prisons and in jail. There's a pink cell. And an inmate that has aggression issues, just 15 minutes of being in that cell completely takes down the heartbeat so much, and that no matter how much he wants to be aggressive, or she, heartbeat is so low that the muscle cannot bring up the energy to be aggressive. So it's being used as a calmer, but in a natural way, a non-chemical way, basically. So you're using the sight again to help your body to be on a normal level, so you can really balance out your emotions, your mental state. And now 20% of the police cells in Switzerland, for example, they all have pink cells, which I think is great. So the pink should really be the color to go to, which makes me think of demonstrations when you see people rioting and policemen come down the street and they're all dressed in black and dark blue and trying to show force. But what does that trigger? That just emphasizes on the harsh emotion, and it's almost like it's almost supporting the protesters. So my theory is all the policemen really should be, or even the wagons should be in pink in order to soothe the demonstrators, the protesters, to get the attention, to get the tension out, not the attention, but the tension out. Just imagine how that would work. That's a little side note. Pinks is also very good for nurseries. So babies, I know we had a movement of beige tones and green tones in the baby's bedroom. But it turned out that, or it turns out that these green colors, these brown colors, are not that good for babies, because they, since beige has an amount of brown in, brown can be very unyielding. And babies do not receive the secure, the deep sleep that they need. They tend to be more awake or won't fall asleep. So then regardless of male baby or female baby, you definitely should need should add some pink tones, but soft tones. I mean, that's fine. You don't have to go full on Barbie 80s pink tones. Or use even pink as accent. So if the light is pinkish, then that's absolutely fine. You can use pink as a lampshade, just to change the quality of the light in the room. And I will come back to light too, because light is a huge factor on how color is brought to us. So going from pink to beige or to brown, yes, brown is very natural. It's a very natural color. It reminds us of outside the woods. It has honesty, it has stability, but it can be, as I said, very unyielding, very suppressing, very, I don't want to say dad, because there are different kinds of dads, but there's not a lot of energy going on in brown. So because there is the yellow, that's the nervous, triggers the nervous system. And then you have black. So black is a color that reflects no emotions. So the two together really work against each other, or even work together. You have the nervous system triggered, and then you have the black that really puts an end to that. So it's a very tricky color. There's not a lot of energy in there. So then we have black. Black reflects no light. It can be very elegant. Black can be a very, very good color as an accent, very elegant, very precise, can be used to emphasize something else, to emphasize another color. So black is not, it is a color. It is a color. It's, but I would use color in a balanced amount, not too much. So then there's what else do we have? We have blue. Blue is fantastic color for concentration. This is my space here. You can see this is where I work. I have blue. Blue as like for the child calms the voices. So it's very good for concentrating, for creative thinking. It triggers the intellect. It stimulates the mind in a concentrated form. So you can really focus on what you want to do in that moment, which is phenomenal. And it's peaceful and it's flexible. You can mix it with many other colors. Blue is a wonderful color. And so blue worked really well in studies, in bedrooms, works really, really well in kitchens, especially if you want to suppress any cravings, any appetite. If you want to go on a diet, blue is your color. That's really the color to go for. So if you have blue in the color and you think you need a change, then take the blue. If you use blue in with a cold light, it can give a sense of carelessness. I mean, coldness, we know ice, we know the sky, we know water. Water can be very cold. So if you use light in a, if you use the wrong quality of light, then this has a huge effect on blue, of course. It will be cold. You feel cold. You feel restless. It takes you into depression, because it's like there's this constant cold that your body has to work against, not only temperature wise but emotionally too. So there's an inner fight going, and which is funny because blue is often used in hospitals, so that you have blue and whites. In hospitals, it's supposed to give you the message of being clean. It's bright. It's hygienic, clean, hygienic. But this is all seen from a healthy person, from, let's say, the designer or the architect or the personnel in the hospital. They see color in a completely different way, as if we were sick, as if we were in pain. Then blue and whites are perceived as very threatening. In fact, it gives us a sense of it's cold, it's carelessness, it emphasizes the pain that we're going through in that moment. So it's really working against the patient and really working against the call of the purpose of the hospital or the medical office. If you go and see the doctors, if they use that color. So the staff of the hospital is not working only against or trying to help your sufferings, but they also need to work on top of that, need to work against the environment that they're in. And the environment has a huge effect on the healing process of the patient, but it also has an effect on the staff. So the staff themselves have to subconsciously work against their environment and on top work with the patient. It's really double work. And to me, it's no surprise that nursing staff and hospital staff, the nurses, I mean, they work so hard. So it's, I feel very sorry for them that they have to work in this environment, wrongly understood environment, and work basically double shifts within their normal shifts. There was a study in Sweden in the 90s. They used vanilla scent in the rooms, and they used, how would you explain that? It's almost like a pink, yellow color. Very fine, very, very soothing, very warm in the rooms. So they changed the light bulbs, they changed the scent in the room, and the wall colors and the bedding, the fabric of the bedding. And it turned out the patients needed net less medication. They were discharged much earlier, the healing process was phenomenal. And the medical field has a huge opportunity to help not only themselves, but also the patients. And for that reason, this reminds me, there was a boy in a dentist office, and he was supposed to go to for an x-ray. And so he was sitting on the chair, and his mom was filming him. She sent it to me. He was completely a nervous wreck. He did not want the doctor, the dentist, to take x-rays. So he's shaking on the chair, and he was shaking on the chair in complete fear. You could see the entire body going tense, being tense. And then the next room, he was fine. She was going into checking teeth and checking if there were any holes and so forth. And he was completely relaxed. She sent me the video, and then I saw the room that he was in. It was a pediatric dentist. That's fine. And I can see how they wanted to be supportive or make it a fun space. But the room that she took the x-ray in was a bright, almost neon green. So there's a high amount of yellow in that green. There's no way this child could feel relaxed the amount of energy or strength, that mental strength that child would have needed to soothe itself and then tell itself everything is fine, even though I'm in this threatening environment, that was beyond the child. So you really, the room worked against it. And then once the child had moved on to the next room where she was checking his teeth, that room was orange. It was a really lovely orange. It's fine. It was fine. And the child was happy, and he was all smiles and very relieved. I guess that's a good way to end the visit at the dentist, to go and leave on a good note. But I just felt sorry for the boy, for the tension that he had to experience during a simple x-ray. So yeah, there's some different aspects of how you can really implement color in a great way. Let me just see the time here. It's 5:30. I don't want to go like miss the time, the deadline. Now, if any of you want to jump in and ask me any questions for your personal space, please do. I'm not used to this streaming device, but I'm sure someone can throw in a question or. Nioka, can we see any questions?
Yes, I have some questions.
Okay, good.
Some people want to ask, what is one of the most important colors for interior space?
What, it depends. What is it a personal space? Is it a public space, office? It really depends on the usage of the room.
A home space.
So yes, I would use for the communal room, I would use, you can use light colors. I mean, red stimulates conversation. So does orange. But I would definitely use colors in, like for example, in the bedrooms, I would definitely use pinks and blues, even purples. So something that is soothing to your mind and to your heartbeat, that quiets the voices, you can have a restful night. And then in the communal rooms, go for it. And use white, and then use some colors as an accent. So you don't need to change the entire walls and so forth. You can use colors and through accents, whether that's throws or pillows or paintings.
So is it good to have like a combination of colors in the same room?
You can combine really the colors that you would want for your specific needs. Like for example, if we have someone depressed in the house, or if we have mental special needs, then you would definitely want to use the colors that support that. So you don't have someone in the house going frantic because the color that's, or the environment that he or she is in, works against him. So you can use it as a support, as a mental support, and then pick the colors accordingly, whether that's physical alignment or mentally, emotionally. You have a wide range of colors that you can choose.
And then another question that we have is, what is a color that would increase productivity and business?
Blue.
Blue.
Yeah, blue, for sure, blue. Blue is the absolute, the super color for blue, white. I mean, red is great. Again, red is very energizing. For example, red in the gym is phenomenal. I must tell a story on that one. If you have a minute. So we had a couple, well, a partnership couple. They have their own gym and they felt they needed to do something with the gym. So this is man and woman, and he said, I want red and I want black and I want strong blues. And she said, no, I want more of the turquoise colors. I hate red. I do not want to see it. Then I said, well, you know, the red would be great in a gym. I mean, it's what a color to choose to get pumping and work out. And yeah, so she said, no, I'm not having it. And I said, well, why? Why would you not want red? I hate red. I hate red. And I said, why do you hate red? And so she hated red because it reminded her of her stepmother. So she blocked out red completely out of her life because it was attached to a memory in her past. Which then we used, or I said to her, or we went into that memory and looked at the memory. And then I said, red can be also used as your healing factor. So once we used red as a healing factor, we went into inner child work, and she was looking at more of her stepmother in a different view and made peace. She was then able to detach the color red from a bad memory and used red as a stepping tool to go forward. So she allowed red to do its work, instead of punishing red for something that had happened to her in the past. So I mentioned orange earlier, that orange connects with our inner child, and it does. So we often don't allow colors to work in our environment because it is attached to a memory. For example, I had one client, she had a really strong feeling against orange of all colors. And we looked at the color closely, and I said, where do you remember it from? And she said, it was in my grandma's living room. And she was, and I said, how was your grandma? And she said, she was dying. She was in really bad pain. So of her being a little child and not being able to help her grandma, had she felt guilt, or she felt helpless, and this orange always reminded her of that feeling that she had of that fear and of that pain and sadness. And so during one of the sessions, we used that color in order to go back, and then she connect to her inner child and really use the color as we reversed the pain. And she did make peace and she did forgive. And then she's now using orange as a brand color. So it's phenomenal. Color is attached to memories. It's attached physically, it's emotionally. Yeah, so you can use color as a means to heal physically, emotionally, and really physically is a reaction of our emotional household. So color goes deep. Oh, no, Nioka, is there any other questions?
Well, I have so many questions.
you know what? I don't know if you told. I didn't even get to say that who I am or what I do on my website. It's like I'm just so into color that.
No, most definitely, people want to hear what you do. And
yeah. So I am an interior architect, and I did do psychotherapy for 4 years in Vienna. So I'm German by birth, or by nationality. Came to the States about 10, 12 years ago. My husband is American. I'm losing my voice now. I've combined interior architecture and stage design and color. Color has helped me in my upbringing. Subconsciously, I was like always drawn to color. And when I was sad and I lost my sister as a little girl and I wasn't allowed to say goodbye to her, color was the main factor that really helped me heal or come over the sadness. And so I've combined color, I've combined interior space, your environment really to as a tool to heal and support emotions, mental health. And yeah, I just want everybody to thrive and really use what's in them, because there's no way we can let others dictate our behaviors and our emotions subconsciously, secretly, without us knowing. So I really want to help everybody live their best life, win life.
And that's so important. And it's something that we take in. And even we're not noticing, we are influenced by colors every day of our life.
We are. So next time you go into the store and you think you buy fresh chicken, I'm spoiling the beans here now. When you go into the store and you go to the deli counter and you think you buy some fresh meat, take a peek under the top shelf behind the glass. There's pink light. So the pink light makes the meat look juicier, fresher, but you're not really buying fresh, juicy meat. It's mostly just thought. So we are being deceived by color and by light. So the clue is to know the colors, to know the light, and really make it work for you.
It's being used in every industry. I think the movie industry is one of the ones that use it the most. But it's amazing what it does for you.
Yeah.
And you had an offer for our listeners as well, right?
Yeah. There's a link on my website. Can I drop it here, maybe?
Yes.
Let's see.
Probably. but if not, just definitely send it, and I will post it as well.
Okay.
We got a private chat, so.
Okay.
I think color is a fascinating topic that we can be talking about the whole day.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so. So now where is Nioka going?
Not yet.
Okay, here we are. I didn't imagine.
Okay, I got it.
Alrighty. So, yeah, and then there's always you can just book a, when you go on my website, you can always book a call. Just call me. You can tell me your story. We can see what your situation is like at home, and then I can give you tips and hints on the best colors to use.
Definitely, yeah. I will be posting it. Let me see if I can post it here.
And just as a little hint for your viewers, color works not only as a decoration part. You can use color in your daily accessories, let's say. So, for example, I have my sunny cup here.
I like it.
Yeah. So on rainy days, this works wonders. So this is really color psychology at work. You can incorporate it wherever you like. It's phenomenal. It's really good. It's fun.
I definitely a practitioner. I like bright colors, red colors. Something about it, you know.
Yeah. Hey, our soul is just yawning for life. So why suppress it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Why suppress it?
Why suppress it?
This has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming and sharing.
My pleasure. I wish everybody a really colorful 3 days. Be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Be inspired and use it. It's there. It's for the taking. Even nature is full of colors. There's a reason why there is.
There's something about it. It's just, you know, there's not, when you go into nature and you take on the colors and the sounds, it's just with something to you. So it's definitely magic working. What is one color that you recommend to increase creativity?
For what?
To increase creativity.
Increase creativity?
Increase.
Like, oh, increase creativity. So the thing is, if I'm going back to blues and orange, thing with blues is because it quiets the mind. Creativity is born out of boredom often. So the less talking, the less back talk you have, the more open your horizon becomes. I mean, literally your horizon is blue and white. The more opportunities you have of new ideas coming in. Mm-hmm. So once the nagging and the talk in the back of your mind is quieted down, then you really have an open space to be creative, to welcome new ideas. I mean, this could be, you can even use greens.
Greens.
Yeah, greens. But be careful that they're not too... more light greens, not too greens that are to have a high amount of black in it, so more of the darker side. Numb tones like olive, or not too neon yellowish, because that really then works against you. So green can be a very fresh, beautiful color.
And we had 2 more comments for Queen Kimmy. This is awesome. And she's asking, do we pick colors or do color pick us?
That's a very good question. Oh, I love it. I think the color picks us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So to see, because I'm at the beginning, I mentioned that we all have different personalities. And hence we have different color palettes. And our soul is comforted in that color palette that works with our personality. And I think color picks us. And then we live, we grow and bloom within that palette.
Yeah, we all have a favorite color, right?
Yeah,
or favorite colors.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but we pick the colors, the favorite colors we pick according to our emotional needs and state and mental state. So the colors that you might have liked as a childhood might be completely different for some today. It changes.
Yeah, I like black.
But your personality stays the same, really.
I like black personally, but not by itself. I like definitely red is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Red and blue.
Yeah. So for those interested who want to know more about it, I do have a entry, like a mini course, very easy. Within that course, I tell you about the history of color, of light, and how it's used in the medical fields. And then there's a personality quiz in the course. And then once you have your color palette that fits your personality, we then go into each color and the color's attributes and where to use it, where best to use it, where not to use it. It's just a little, but very informative course. So that's just on the side note, if anyone wants to know more about it and wants to incorporate color in their environment.
Well, I'm sure they will. All the ones that are watching now and the ones that are going to watch the replay later, because yeah, we continue had the replay. Queen Kimi also say thank you. As I noticed, my favorite color change as I change and I grow.
Yeah. I fully understand. I can only say enjoy the journey. It's an adventure. It's really fun.
It's awesome.
It is, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going into a little break now before the next speaker come in. But I love this topic. It's a favorite topic.
Well, I wish everybody a very colorful time day today, and be inspired by everybody. We all have so much to add to this life. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. See ya.
See ya.